Welcome to the CPF Radio Hour, underwritten by the Cary Playwrights Forum. I'm your host, Glenn Greggs, and here at the CPF Radio Hour, we feature discussions of theater and current productions with artists from the Triangle area of North Carolina. Whether it's an interview, a discussion, or producing scripts on the air, we broadcast every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time on WCOMFM.org or locally on 103.5 FM via WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carrboro. The following is a recording of a past broadcast, and you can find this and others through WCOMFM.org or CaryPlaywrightsForum.org. Please enjoy. Good evening and hello everyone out there listening in the world of Radio Land. And if you are here locally on in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, hope you are inside and away from the rain, or you only have to travel through it for a little bit. Welcome to WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carrboro. This is Glenn Greggs hosting the CPF Radio Hour. What does CPF stand for? CPF is our underwriters, Cary Playwrights Forum. The mission of Cary Playwrights Forum is to help playwrights and aspiring playwrights of Cary and surrounding areas in North Carolina to develop as dramatic writers through educational workshops, regular feedback sessions with other playwrights, actors, and directors, and the opportunity to collaborate with allied artists in periodic staged readings or productions of their original work. Their vision is to create an environment where aspiring playwrights can work towards their fullest potential in creating plays that are of value to the world. They offer regular feedback sessions for playwrights, and those meetings are held every third Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. in the second floor conference room at the Cary Arts Center. CaryPlaywrightsForum.org for more information. What do we do here on the CPF Radio Hour? We're either performing new plays and new material, and then which we then record and upload to our web space, or we are talking with local artists about shows coming up, or waxing theater or art in some other fashion, and we usually have some tunes that get played as well. It's a lot of airtime to fill. Deceptively more than you might think. If you have some material that you would like to submit to the show, ideally we're looking for material 15 to 30 minutes in length, but open to other ideas. Scripts don't need to be written specifically for the radio, but certain things may not translate over as well. If you have a stage combat piece, it may not translate through the airwaves, unless you're really good with your Foley effects, and that might be neat. Either way, talk to us if you have an idea about what you might want to bring to the air, and we'll see what we can do. If you want to get in touch and see how you can get involved in other ways, once again, CaryPlaywrightsForum.org. That also has all of our old recordings. So last week, I had since we are in my final 2 weeks of the show, and this is my last one actually, we'll have another host, but these are my personal final two episodes. Last week, as my first final two episode, the penultimate one, I had an original work about one of my lowbrow, actually highbrow loves, pro wrestling. We performed a script entitled Mayhem, featuring Alyssa Patrone and Laura Lee Lemon. The script we have for this week is a premixed piece, which is an amalgamation and proof of concept for a larger idea, and my other lowbrow secret highbrow love, fighting games, or it's about fighting games. And that's a premixed audio piece with some performances from a few different people and the writing put together by me. So, we're going to have that. Here's another song or two, and we'll be back at you soon on the CPF Radio Hour on WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Catch you soon! Thank you for that, Valerie June. A good musician, one I did not discover until I moved out here, but I like her quite a bit. So, this is WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro, 103.5 FM locally. This is Glenn Greggs on a show called the CPF Radio Hour, in my final broadcast with the CPF Radio Hour as the host, for I am departing the state soon, and it's making me a little bit weepy. And usually we do live stuff on the program, but tonight we're going to do a pre-mixed piece of one of my loves that has a lot of similarities to why I like... The reasons why I like this thing is very similar to the reasons why I like theater, which is the thing I like are fighting games. And I like them both because they are defined by a very strict measurement of time, either the time you spend sitting down and playing the game and interacting with one another, and then the time that you sit down and watch the show and then you leave. They're defined by that fixed length, and also they are by nature interpersonal, at least the reason the fighting games I like to play. They're things where you want to be in person with another human, and I find that to be really nice. A lot of other things nowadays accentuate depersonalization. And both live theater and fighting games accentuate personalization, and they force some face-to-face human contact, and that's a good thing. I'm going to turn my head away and cough. I'm still getting over a cold. All right. So, the pre-mixed piece tonight, aside from a couple of sourced songs from Voltage Warrior Cowgeyser, Mega Man 3, Trick Shot, Jet Moto, Suzuki All-Star, I'm guessing All-Star, Extreme Racing, and a couple of sound effects from Sailor Moon and Dota 2, everything else was mixed and put together by myself here. Sound design is another one of my, one of the things I like to play with in the arts. I'm not really professionally trained, and some of that may be apparent, but I've tinkered with it that I like to think that I can put together a sound collage, or think I can put together an audio piece. Why don't you be the judge? And also thanks to the folks who contributed their vocal talents so that I could have some material to mix and play with. And also thanks to anyone listening right now. This is my last broadcast on the station, as I've said, and I'm glad to have spent my time here in Carborough and Chapel Hill on WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carborough. These folks have been nothing but nice to me here at the station, and as far as I know, none of you listeners have had anything bad to say about me. But this is a little bit of a one-sided conversation, so how could I ever know? And also, I should mention, I could not have done this show without the folks of Cary Playwrights Forum, as nice and welcoming a batch of individuals as one could hope to find. They took in this ragamuffin here and gave him a show, and who knows what else they might be interested in doing with other such ragamuffins. I do know that their next performance and production is a 10x10 play festival coming up, and that's happening in mid-July, I believe. Details for that can be found at CaryPlaywrightsForum.org. So now, we're going to have a song or two, and then I will be right back for the debut of my... I don't want to call it a work in progress. We'll call it a proof of concept. And just to accentuate that, I asked a lot of other people to put stuff on this show, even if it didn't have the perfect amount of polish that they may have wanted, and it is only fair if I return the favor. So, another song or two, and then the premiere of Hyper Heart Max, a fighting game story. Hello again, ladies and gentlemen, and anybody else out there who doesn't quite fall into that those two categories. You're listening to WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carborough, on the CPF Radio Hour. My name is Glenn Greggs, and I'm proud to present a live audio play. Well, not a live audio play. I'm proud to present an audio play entitled Hyper Heart Max, a fighting game story. This right here, this is a story about the people who show up win or lose and put something on the line, who got skin in the game. I'm talking about warriors. Now I don't mean nothing about violence or trying to hurt people. The warrior spirit is of purer nature than that. The warrior spirit is to show up and compete, to try your hardest and accept the results, win or lose. Maybe it's not always a direct contest, but you show up and you put in the time and try to get recognized. And in this case, today's warriors are there for competition. Each of them put in something on the line in the hopes they can win back something bigger. For some, it's money. Others, it's fame. Others need it for personal reasons. An axe to grind. A need to show they can be the best. A journey to improve oneself. Today's warriors compete in the field of interpersonal speed chess combined with virtual martial arts, all encompassed by the power of human empathy. I am, of course, referring to fighting games. Many great fighting games have existed. You've seen your kids playing them, or you've played them, or you've seen it at an arcade. Maybe you only know about the fireball and the uppercut, and that mashing the buttons makes some characters attack really fast. Though no matter how basic or complex, the understanding of the game is there. Two opponents standing face to face, getting ready to throw down until only one is left standing. And today, we have warriors competing in a tournament, the Cedar Town Beatdown, the first tournament to celebrate the release of Hyper Heart Max, the latest in the Heart Warrior series. Today, eight warriors enter the field of destiny. Whose heart will survive? Today's warriors. The competitor, Tech Witch. The cutthroat, Shadow Slayer. The scrub, Dog Food. The no-show, Racer D. The veteran OG, Dark Ronin. The organizer and host, PJ Smooth. The pro, Chibi Swoon. The rookie, Crispy. One of these fighters possesses the warrior's heart, but will it be enough to overcome their challenges and win the tournament? Welcome to the Cedar Town Beatdown Inaugural Tournament for Hyper Heart Max.
Hey, Chris.
Oh, hey, you're late. They're about to start.
Nah, I messaged PJ. He owes me $5 from food, so he covered my entry. I'm square.
Oh, well, all right then, Jessica.
Whoa, that's not what I go by here. Techwitch.
Isn't that your name from when we run matches online?
Yeah, everybody signs up for these tournaments under their gamer tag. You pay and sign up already?
Yeah, I paid that guy PJ, right?
Yeah. What name did you sign up under?
I just put my name and last initial, Chris P.
Damn, that's some amateur hour stuff. Don't tell anybody I know you. You see who else signed up?
Oh, I took a picture of the bracket rather than rememorizing it, just like you told me to. Well, memorizing, sorry.
Nice. That good tech, just like I told you to do. Let me see.
Yeah, there's only like 8 people here, though. I thought you said that this was gonna be like a big tournament.
Yo, damn. Only 8 people, but we got 4 killers in this bracket.
Oh, who?
Chibi Swoon. Girl is just 17, but a prodigy. Already graduated college and makes extra scratch on the side, taking money for bopping scrubs like us. Shadow Slayer cleans up all the other local tournaments, unless Dark Ronin shows up. But that dude's a family man now, with kids, so he doesn't come out too much anymore. Been playing for years, though, so he'll stomp anyone who isn't a pro.
Oh, and who's the fourth?
Me, dumbass.
No way. You're as good as that pro Chibi Swoon?
Chibi Swoon's gonna win the whole thing free. But to you and 98% of the other punks out there, I may as well be a killer. What's our online record again?
203-1. And yeah, I know, the one win I got was because your brother was streaming Pacific Rim and you lagged.
204-1. You forgot that warm-up game we did this morning.
Ugh.
Shadow Slayer versus Dog Food.
Yo, Dog Food's gonna get wrecked.
Well, yeah, you said Shadow Slayer was good, right?
Shadow Slayer is a quick learner, and his dad works for the Heart Warriors designer, so he gets to run early builds before anybody gets a chance to learn the game. He'd be good even without the extra leg up. And Dog Food? Dog Food's a scrub. Been doing the same thing for the 2 years I've known him and hasn't changed his strategy at all. If you're fighting someone who doesn't understand grapplers, it'll work sometimes, but it falls apart if you fight someone competent who knows how to play footsies and win the reversal.
Game 2. Racer D versus Chris P? That's supposed to be Crispy? Whatever. Crispy versus Racer D.
I don't see anybody even here for the match. Is this Racer D guy even here?
Racer D is a no-show. Crispy advances.
What, just like that?
Racer D never shows up. Free win.
Well, that feels unfair.
We take those.
Chibi Swoon versus Dark Ronin.
Yo, damn, that's gonna be a good one. One of the top players goes to losers out the gate.
Shadow Slayer versus Crispy.
Hey, you got Shadow Slayer? Good luck in the match, Crispy.
Hey, wait. You said you'd coach me.
Tech Witch versus me. Let's go find a setup.
Sorry, bud. Tournament match. No can do.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, are you Shadow Slayer? I think I'm your next match.
You're gonna fight me? All right.
Well, we're just gonna have a game. I'm sure it'll be fine.
All right. Yeah, sure.
The heart is a battlefield. Which will survive? Engage! Fight!
Okay, you can do this. First tournament, but just like playing the Tekken. Just like... Oh! Wow, that's hard to block. Okay, don't worry, you'll get him next time. You'll block it next time.
Mirage Slash!
Okay, one more. I can still do this. I can just... Mirage Slash! Come on! Aw, that's so not...
Finish! The heart beats no more. You lose.
Won my first match. How'd you do?
Bopped. Real quick. I don't know how to block that Mirage Slice.
It's tough, and gets better every version. Don't take it too hard. Got the bracket?
Yeah, here it is.
Hey, don't get salty at me. Alright, so... Well... Damn, I got Chibi Swoon next. Which means she beat Dark Ronin, so Dark Ronin fights PJ, so I lose to Chibi Swoon, and then I get Dark Ronin? What the hell? I'm gonna go 1-2?
Well, you might beat him. You're really good.
I'm good, but I know where I stand. Dark Ronin and Chibi Swoon. Damn it, this sucks.
Well, who do I have?
Oh, sick, you got dog food. Alright, you can totally beat him. You just gotta stick to proper footsies and remember that he'll never respect your reversal.
Okay, can I make a confession?
Awkward time for it.
I don't know what you mean by footsies.
Oh, come on, I've been telling you that for like 2 months, and you only now ask?
You make fun of me whenever I ask.
Okay, I do. Alright, let me explain. Footsies are the battle for space control to keep the opponent where you want them, usually just at the range of the space you threaten, and trying to prevent them from getting into their optimal space. Typically, two opponents will dance just outside of the range they can be hit and try to find an opening, just like a fencer tries to keep the enemy at maximum distance until they want to strike. Sometimes, this means aggressively restricting their options. Other times, it may mean proactively protecting the immediate space around you. In some fighting games, footsies can be played at the full length of the screen, away from the opponent. The core concept is to pay proper attention to the space between you and your opponent. Try to consider how they'll commit their options within the contested space, and work to keep yourself in the advantageous position. Now please don't tell me you need me to explain reversals too.
No, I'm fine. I'm gonna go find dog food so I can get this tournament over with.
Ugh. Hey, don't be like that. I've played with both of you. You can totally beat him. Just gotta be mindful. Remember what I said about reversals. Be patient.
Until it's not time to be patient. I got it. Good luck.
Good luck.
The heart is a battlefield. Which will survive? Engage! Fight!
Okay. He's a grappler. Just don't let him get close so he can't hit the alpha...
Alpha! Bomb!
Okay, that does a lot of damage. If he hits me with one more of those, I'm toast. Alright, remember, footsies and reversals. Keep him out. Keep him out. Okay. Keep away. Keep away. Wait till he gets close. There. Now.
Lightning upper.
Come on!
Elbow.
Now.
Lightning upper.
Elbow.
Now.
Lightning upper.
He's just gonna go in again? Well, I'll give it to you again.
Elbow.
Lightning upper.
Elbow.
Lightning upper.
Finish. The heart beats onwards.
you win.
I can't believe you beat me. That was my win. I mean, who does lightning upper 5 times in a row? You're such a scrub.
Yo, witch, I won.
Hey, you beat dog food? Good on you. That's like a rite of passage out here.
How'd you do versus Chibi Swoon?
Bodied. It took me the entire round to get a single touch on her, and then one cosmic bomb, and it was over.
Damn, that's rough.
Gets worse. Dark Ronin has to get back home to take a roast out of the oven, so PJ made me play my match with Dark Ronin right away so we could move it along. We go even, but he beat me today. Mirage Slash is good in this version. I only blocked one.
I thought you said it was Mirage Slice.
It's Slash in Japanese.
Wait. So I fight Dark Ronin? Like now?
His husband called. You got a minute till you get bodied.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I got a shot.
You get one win and suddenly you don't realize how much of a small fish you are.
Well, technically, I did better than you.
Hey, hold up a minute. That first win was a bye.
Well, like my mentor told me, we take those. And anyways, look, I mean, not even the win. I was blocking 2 out of 3 Mirage Slices. Slashes? Whatever. Against Shadow Slayer, even though he beat me. And if Shadow Slayer uses Mirage Slice better than Dark Ronin, maybe Crispy has a shot against Dark Ronin.
You're just saying that because you don't know how many tools he can use to beat you. Shadow Slayer needs a gimmick to lean on. Dark Ronin is one of the old masters. He's studied the way of the fist longer than you've been out of school. Honestly, it's good that you don't know how much you don't know. Can't stress about what you don't know about.
What do you mean? You talking about a kind of competitive mentality or something like that?
Yeah, keep your cool. Keeping calm in the face of pressure, fighting game or otherwise, is a critical skill. Each person must find the tools that work to their skill set and make sure they pick the right tools for the situation. Preparation is ever important, but when the day arrives, you function with the tools you have. If you know your tools are only so sharp, use them as they are. Do not try to sharpen your tools when it is time for competition. The practice of competing is a separate muscle than the practice of training. Both have their time and place, and we learn from each, but confusing the two will cost you dearly on both fronts. Focus on your game plan and your opponent. Push the rest out of your mind. Save practice for tomorrow. Compete to win today. Less stuff you think about, the better. If you're already doing it, then just play like you're hanging out with me and stay relaxed.
You really think I can do this?
If you've got the heart of a warrior, you can challenge anyone.
That's not a yes.
Dark Ronin versus Crispy.
Tournament time. Good luck.
The heart is a battlefield. Which will survive? Engage. Fight.
Okay. Take it easy. Stay relaxed, just like Tech Witch said, and just get ready to block the...
Mirage Light!
Okay, that's one block. Got it. Okay, stick to the tools you got. All right. I think he's gonna go for another one. Tools I got. Okay. Now.
Mirage!
Lightning upper!
Okay. Okay, here comes another. Block it.
Mirage Light!
Alright. You know, I think I can do this. Okay, just gotta hit one more.
Lightning upper!
Block.
Mirage Light!
Try to close it out with the super.
Go!
Voltage. Breaker! Finish! The heart beats onwards. You win.
I won? What?
How did... I'm so mad right now. You beat Dark Ronin and I didn't?
I don't know. I just figured I...
Yo, he's walking over here.
Oh no, is he mad?
Nah, he's done so many tournaments. This is just a drop in the bucket. Probably just wants to say good games and chat at you. Don't get starstruck. You two are players just like anybody else.
Hi there, Mr. Ronin.
Hey, good match.
Oh, thanks.
Look, those, Mirage Light setups. They ain't real, and you saw through it. Nice.
Oh. I had no idea. Could you maybe stay and coach me?
Can't stick around, though. We've got a roast in the oven. But hey, I fought Shadow Slayer. You can beat me, you can beat him.
Really?
You think that I could beat Shadow Slayer?
Maybe just 1 out of 10 times you beat him, but... Some days, you got the warrior heart. Maybe today's your day.
I do have the warrior's heart.
That's just a thing from the game. Nobody really possesses the warrior's heart. Thanks for the tips, though, Ronan.
Trust yourself. Trust your decisions. Once you're in the game, you can't be second-guessing. So if you commit to something, you commit. Good luck.
That's really nice of you, Mr. Ronan. Thanks. I hope your roast turns out well.
Oh, we got Double Jeopardy. Shadow Slayer versus Crispy.
Double Jeopardy? What's that?
In a double elimination bracket, it's possible you fight the same person who put you in loser's side. So you might get beat by the same person twice, or maybe Shadow Slayer loses to someone he already beat.
You think I can beat Shadow Slayer?
I already bet $5 against you with PJ. Sorry, pal.
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Where's my match?
Hey, Shadow Slayer, I think we fight now, right?
I already beat you once. Why do I have to beat you again?
Oh, come on. I mean, we're just playing games, right?
Yeah. Well, you suck.
Damn.
The heart is a battlefield. Which will survive? Engage. Fight.
Okay. He beat me once, but I've learned I can beat him now. Patience. Block the Mirage Slice.
Mirage Slice!
Okay. Like Ronan said, commit your options.
Scuff Lightning Upper!
Alright, commit your options. You ready for another one? Go!
Lightning Upper!
Alright, here comes the Mirage Slice.
Mirage Slice!
Okay, that's one.
Mirage Slice!
Here's two. Block the
Mirage
third.
Mirage Slice!
And punish!
Voltage Breaker! Finish! The heart beats onwards. You win.
Oh my god, I won! Good games!
What? No one blocks Mirage Slash 3 times in a row! What? This is ridiculous! That was my game!
Well, come on, you don't have to get so salty about it. Oh wow, he is just storming off, isn't he? Well, bye, Shadow Slayer.
My game!
How are you doing this? I'm out $5. My training dummy has done better than me. Nothing in the world makes sense.
It's the warrior's heart. I'm unstoppable right now. I can feel it.
Dude, don't. You're about to get shut out by Chibi Spoon so hard.
That's what you said about Dark Ronin and Shadow Slayer.
That's like saying, because you beat up 2 puppies, you're ready to fight the Alpha Wolf. Chibi Spoon competes internationally at the highest level of fighting game play. She gets flown to sponsored invite-only tournaments with tens of thousands of dollars in prize pools. We're at our local mall's release day tournament, where grand prize is just a copy of the new version of Hyper Heart Max and free Froyo.
I actually haven't bought my new version yet.
And you're still doing better than me in tournament?
You know, you're speaking words, and yet I taste is that salt in the air?
Alright, dude. Have fun fighting Chibi Spoon.
Any advice?
Prepare to get humbled.
No way. I can do this.
Grand finals of the Cedar Town Beatdown, Chibi Spoon versus Crispy.
Hi, I'm Chibi Spoon. Are you Crispy?
Well, it's Crispy, but nice to meet you.
I hope we have a good game. Best of luck.
Yeah, you too.
The heart is a battlefield. Which will survive? Engage! Fight!
Alright, remember. Warrior's heart. Commit to your options. Alright, here we go. Commit to your...
Lightning Upper!
Oh, she blocked it. Uh-oh.
Finish! The heart beats no more. You lose.
It's... over?
Alright, good games.
That was so fast. I didn't even...
It's okay. Maybe you'll get me next time. Be sure to follow me on Insta, Twitch, and Twitter. See you at the next tournament.
Alright, good games. Thanks for coming out.
Oh, God. I got all the way to Grand Finals, and then I just... maybe I could have beat her if I just hadn't have made a stupid mistake. Oh, stupid.
Don't beat yourself up too much. She's really good.
Oh, I don't know. I feel so...
so emotionally wrecked from this day. Too many ups and downs. Like my heart itself was on the receiving end of a cosmic bomb. I don't even think I'm gonna buy a copy of Hyper Heart Max. The ups, downs, this is too much. I don't know.
My sponsors cover my game purchases. Do you want the free copy of Hyper Heart Max I got for winning?
Oh, yeah, you know, I think I will take it. That's really nice of you.
Thanks! I'm gonna go get my free Froyo if you two want to come and talk game tech.
Hell yes. Tell me how to escape Cosmic Bomb.
Well, I'm not telling you all of my secrets, but common counters include a variety of techniques, such as walking to the...
So, that's a fighting game tournament, huh? I'm not bad for my first one, I don't think. Some real high highs and some pretty low lows. But you win some, you lose some, you get a snack with your friends afterwards and talk about how game day went. Maybe you beat some people you didn't think you could. Accept some losses to people where all you can do is hold the L and try to do better next time. But there is a next time. Like Chibi Swoon said, see you next tournament. And maybe next time I win the whole thing. Or maybe I just settle for being able to hold my own against TechWitch 203-1 be damned. And you know, sure, I didn't win, but I shut up Shadow Slayer, and I earned the respect of a fighting game veteran like Dark Ronin. Wins and losses, ups and downs, all part of the experience. And I got to meet so many people, I got to play all these new folks, I learned so many things. I don't know if life is ever going to be the same again!
Yo, Crispy, you coming for Froyo or not?
Oh, yeah, Froyo, right.
Thank you for listening. This has been a CPF Radio Hour production. All audio was mixed by Glenn Greggs, for better or worse. Big thanks to the following folks for lending their talents to this piece. Andrew Blood Locklear, Tara Mirage Slice, Nicole Williams, Jeff Alpha Bomb Jones, Bill Dr. Science Aiken, Mandy TechWitch Lady, Glenn Swell Greggs, and of course, you, for listening. Thank you for playing. See you next tournament.
CPF Radio Hour will be right back after the following song. Hello again, everyone out there. Hope you enjoyed that little thing that I put together there, as much as I enjoyed putting it together and sharing it with you. Oh, you be quiet, Wild Flag, not just yet. It was an honor to bring you that. I'm glad you all here were the first to hear it debuted. For anyone listening after the fact, I'm glad you have heard it in the past. However, what fun it would have been to have been there for the debut. C'est la vie. We cannot change our place in time. We can only move forward with the new knowledge that we have, trying to improve our circumstances. Anyways, that's my last piece. So, goodbye, Chapel Hill and Carborough. I'll miss you. Goodbye, WCOMLP and in Chapel Hill and Carborough. I'll miss you. Goodbye, CPF Radio Hour. I'll miss you. I'll say that message to all of RDU and I guess North Carolina in general, and more specifically, the people of North Carolina. By and large, good folks. Like to have met a lot of you. Would have loved to have spent more time with a lot of you. But c'est la vie. Time is what it is. It passes and flows with caring not at all for how its ripples and eddies affect us. However, CPF Radio Hour will not be gone. We have another host stepping in to fulfill the duties. Christian O'Neill, You may know him around the area if you've been doing some theater stuff. You may have brushed shoulders with him. Christian O'Neill will be stepping in, and he'll be, of course, adding his own flavor to the show, but the idea of the program is the same, featuring local theater goings-ons, and if you have written material, please send it in, and we would love to produce that and have that on the air, providing we can make it work. The website information is the same, GaryPlaywrightsForum.org, so if you are interested, that's the place to go if you want to find things out. And Christian is the one that you will be talking to, and not Glenn anymore. Been here for a year plus. Hard to hit the mute button one last time. But we must. Good night, Chapel Hill. Here's a few more songs. Glenn Greggs and the CPF Radio Hour on WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carborough, signing out. As always, keep your eyes up, your ears open, watch out for each other, and please take care of yourself. Kisses.
But I set sail again. The wind feels right this time. The waves are small, but they rock my boat just enough. It's soon, but I set sail again.
Thanks again for listening to the CPF Radio Hour with your host, Glenn Greggs. Our live broadcasts take place on Tuesday nights from 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time on WCOMFM.org or locally in Chapel Hill and Carborough on 103.5 FM. We are underwritten by the Cary Playwrights Forum, who seek to bring opportunities to aspiring playwrights in the Triangle area of North Carolina. We broadcast on WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carborough, and you can find other past recordings on WCOMFM.org or CaryPlaywrightsForum.org. Music is attributed to Dr. Turtle through Creative Commons license. As always, keep your eyes up, ears open, take care of yourselves, and watch out for each other. Kisses!